The supermoon loomed over the harvested cornfield, its bright yellow glow illuminating the rows of stubbled plants and occasional missed ear of corn. Those forgotten ears of corn were exactly the prize honor student Ruth McCready was pursuing. Parking her late model car in the parking lot of the Convention and Visitors Bureau across from the field, Ruth then made her way across the country road, jogging slightly to the north to avoid being seen by passing vehicles on busy Highway 20. She didn't think what she was doing was illegal, but she didn't want to have to explain why she was walking through a cornfield at nearly midnight. Standing on the edge of the ditch separating the road from the field, Ruth looked around. The moonlight was so bright that she stuck her flashlight into her backpack with a shrug and started across the ditch without it. The ditch was steep, and she nearly lost her footing as she climbed up on the field side, but digging her hiking boots into the soft dirt, she was able to catch herself and reach the other side. Stopping at the edge of the field, she looked down at the ground, scanning it quickly. She knew the outside perimeter of the field was the most vulnerable spot, so she needed to grab samples from this area quickly and move on toward the center of the field. She finally spotted a nearly complete ear of corn, its browned husk curling at the edges. She knelt down, picked it up, and separated the protective leaves and fine strands of silk. The corn inside looked perfect, untouched by raccoons and insects. Pulling a plastic bag from an outside pocket of her backpack, she placed the ear inside the bag, sealed it, and wrote on the outside with a black marker. October 27th, 2015, Exterior Row, Southeast Quadrant, near Gund Cemetery. Sliding the filled bag into her backpack, she sighed with satisfaction. This was going to work. The samples from this final field would be enough to prove her theory. She was bound to ace this class and, if she was lucky, qualify for the scholarship. Zipping her backpack up, she stood and moved across the field, stepping over the rows rather than walking down them to get to the center of the field. The crop had been recently harvested, so depending on whether the tractor wheels had rolled down the row, the ground below her varied from very soft dirt to hard, compacted soil. She walked carefully, looking down at the ground, not knowing what kind of footing to expect, and not wanting to fall and cut her hands on the sharply spiked harvest remnants. Hearing movement ahead of her, she froze, her heart thumping in her chest. She looked up and released a sigh of relief as she watched a small herd of white-tailed deer run swiftly along the edge of the field that bordered the Gund Cemetery. She watched them leap gracefully across the rows that she had been struggling to cross. "Show-offs," she chuckled softly, then shook her head with resignation and continued her trek. A similar noise ahead of her did not distract her this time from her progress. The supermoon was probably confusing the deer population from knowing whether it was daytime or night, she decided. "I wonder if there have been any studies researching deer movement during the full moon," she mused softly as she stepped over an unusually high row. Stopping, she looked around, getting her bearings. She was about in the middle of the field, she decided. This would be a good place to get a few more samples. She looked back at the row she was standing in and saw four ears laying in the dirt. "Perfect," she said, reaching back for another plastic bag. "These will be great." Hurrying down the row towards the ears, she was surprised to hear a crack in the distance. Before she could react, she felt the blow of the bullet entering her body. She stared, wide-eyed, at the blood blossoming across her sweatshirt. "I've been," she began, more bewildered than afraid. But then her knees gave out, and she fell to the ground. The soft earth absorbed the impact from the fall, but a sharp stalk scraped her face. She gasped in pain, but the gasp gave way to choking as her life ebbed away, the rich brown soil absorbing her blood.